Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, John Cleary is going to stay on in charge of the Cork footballers for a further 2 years after he and his coaching team were handed a two-year extension. Cleary has already completed a three-year term with the Cork footballers, guided them to his county to two quarter-final appearances in the Championship, and then this season reaching the preliminary quarter-finals where they lost out to Dublin there, but played really, really well. Signs of real progress there in Cork football. Shelburne back in Europe this evening, and they're in third round action in the qualifiers of the Europa League. So the Irish champions are in Croatia for a meeting against the local champions there, Rijeka. Tonight's first leg gets underway at 7.45. The Shells manager is Joey O'Brien, and he believes his side are actually getting better as this competition goes on in Europe, and he feels they're really finding their feet and building momentum. A key learning for him in these matches on this journey is that his side need to start well.
A little bit different, obviously, coming away from home first. It's the first round in Europe that's happened to us this year. So, again, there's that little different mindset sort of thing. And here, understanding that that fire and that heat is going to be brought to us, which I suppose we've been looking to do in the first two legs in the previous rounds, you know. That. So when you're away from home, you got to understand that's going to happen, you know. Obviously, especially here, it's going to be real vocal support. They're going to be cheered on by you. They're obviously haunting from getting knocked out by Ludo Goretz like ourselves, but they'll be looking for a reaction here, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's Joey Brian Moore for the Shelburne camp later. There was action last night in the SSC or Tricity League Women's Division, and Bohemians beat Waterford 3-0 there. Manchester United have bid close to €85 million to sign Benjamin Šeško from RB Leipzig. The 22-year-old Slovenian striker is also subject to an approach from Newcastle. That Newcastle bid is thought to be in the region of about €80 million. The Irish women's cricket team meet Pakistan later in the first of three T20 internationals. The match takes place in Clontarf. It gets underway at 4 o'clock there. Today sees the start of the Dublin Horse Show at the RDS. Over 120,000 people are set to attend the event between now and Sunday. There are over 160 classes and competitions with close to 2,000 horses and ponies and their riders competing in those classes. Brenda McCardle is at the RDS.
The waiting is over for some 1,800 horses and ponies as the action gets underway here at the RDS this morning. 12 nations will compete in the international classes this week, with three of the top 10 riders in the world here, including the recent European champion Richard Vogel for Germany. USA are back to defend their title in the Aga Khan Trophy on Friday and will be joined by Germany, Great Britain, Netherlands, Switzerland, the 2018 winners Mexico, with Canada making an appearance for the first time in over 25 years, along with a strong Irish side. Michael Blake, the Irish team manager, has named a squad of Dara Kenny, Seamus Hughes-Kennedy, Tom Watchman, Keane O'Connor and Dennis Lynch. Blake will watch his squad compete today before announcing his final four for Friday. Three international classes today, with the feature being the Sports Ireland Classic, that getting underway at 3:30.
Yeah, that's the show. Jumping should be a great week there at the RDS. That's all your sport for now. More at 8:35.